the district has gone through a lengthy process to get to where we are today, starting with the creation of a strategic plan by the Board of Trustees, moving into a facilities committee, and then a bond and rezoning process. And ultimately, in the 2017-18 school year, the district will reopen with a realignment of grade levels and school facilities. And so, much like you would expect, there are a number of things to prepare for in that moment so that we make this transition as smooth as possible for both our staff and our families. Last year, we began meeting as a group. And by we, it's a team of district leaders from across all walks of responsibility. We have four functional teams that meet on a regular basis. One is devoted completely to student needs and ensuring the process is smooth for students. Another devoted to human capital to ensure that our teachers and our staff members are well taken care of during this transition. We have a third committee focusing on systems and processes, and there are a lot of details in that committee, as you might expect. And then finally, operations, looking at transportation and obviously the construction and building facilities aspects of the realignment. So those four functional teams began meeting last year, but in this moment, a great bulk of the work is starting to come to fruition. And so part of our time together today is to begin a series of regular updates to the board and the community at large with our process and our progress on moving towards realignment. Under realignment, our elementary campus will be moving to a K through 4 arrangement, and we will also be moving our two existing middle schools, as the board approved at the last meeting, to intermediate schools. So Jane Long will now become an intermediate school, as will Sam Rayburn. They'll serve grades 5 and 6, and their counterparts will be Davila Middle School and SFA Middle School, serving grades 7 and 8. As the board has already announced to the community, we will be housing dual language and Inquire at the 5-6 campus under Jane Long, and then moving to Davila Middle School for 7-8. And then Odyssey will begin in 5 and 6 at Sam Rayburn Intermediate School, and then move to SFA Middle School. So all of those items sometimes are hard to keep track of. And so our communications director has dedicated a new area of the district website to just realignment. So as the board and decisions are made and announcements are made, like the naming of the principals for those facilities at the last meeting, all of that is added to that one-stop shop on the district website for realignment. So that's part, again, of kind of increasing the awareness and understanding of what's going on with realignment and what it might mean for the particular individual. At this point in the process, we have taken our student addresses. We verify them at the beginning of each year. You know, we have a very mobile student population at a number of our campuses, and so each year we do address corrections. And as the mother of three, having to update the address, I fully understand how many times our parents are asked to write their addresses in. But it's so important to what we're doing in terms of our planning and preparation. So the demographer took our current addresses and then overlaid the zones that were approved by the Board of Trustees last spring and has then given us back that data file so we can see where our current student population will be in the 17-18 school year, given their current addresses. We use that data set to make a number of decisions to guide our teams. For example, the human capital team is looking at the placement of teachers. Currently, all of our elementary schools have a fifth grade. Next year, they will not. So all of the fifth grade teachers need to be located at one of our new intermediate schools. To do so, we need to look at the number of kids moving, what school they're going to end up at, to make the best decision for kids in this moment. So the human capital team will use that data set to determine staffing needs. December of this year, prior to the winter break, every teaching member will be notified of their teaching assignment and campus for the 17-18 school year. That's a moment a lot of them need. You know, that as they move into the spring, they want to know where they're going in 17-18, and we want to be early communicating that to our teachers, because there is the option for a teacher to apply for a teaching transfer. So they might elect to remain at an elementary school and apply to have a transfer. That's up to the principal's discretion and availability of positions and openings, but that is within, you know, their right to obviously apply for and to seek. But following the students receiving, or I'm sorry, the teachers receiving their notification. The next big group of people that probably would like to know where they're going to be next year for certain are our students and our families. That information will be verified once again in January. By that I mean when we come back from the holiday season, once again we have a number of students that have moved. Due to our mobility, it's incumbent upon us to check once again, what is your current and most up-to-date address? So once again, we'll send that data set to the demographer. She will send it back to us, and then we will look and see what school the students are supposed to be at under the rezoning. Letters will go home to families at the end of January, 1st of February. And they'll be notified personally, this will be your campus for the 17-18 school year. Following that moment, the student transfer window opens. There are a number of students who are within our schools on a transfer for various reasons, whether it's Inquire or Odyssey or dual language, any one of a number of reasons, students transfer to other campuses. That window will open at the 1st of February and close just before spring break. That will allow our families plenty of time to, one, know for certain where they're zoned, and two, to apply for a transfer if they wish to do something different. Any questions right there? I'm just going to stop there for a moment just to make sure. Okay. As we go through the coming months, we'll be bringing to you various information. We are working very closely with our principals this time of the year. In fact, the next administrators meeting will be doing a lot with our principals on realignment. We've started introducing a little bit more each time. As we prepare for realignment, it's critical to do that collaboratively. Our principals are leading their teams and their staffs through a tremendous change process. And to do so, they need to have all the information that we have so they can keep their staff members informed and begin planning for things like family nights for the new students in the coming year or new faculty meetings in January based on the current assignments. Getting to know those faculties early on in January before we open school on the 17-18 school year. The more they can build that trust and build that connection, the smoother it will be for all of the families and faculties involved. It is a tremendous task, one that is overwhelmingly supported by the community, but does not go lightly. We must be prepared. We must be very collaborative, and we must get a great deal of feedback from our parent leadership teams to our Board of Trustees, to our DEIC. They all give us different perspectives on things that we need to consider in this moment. So this is just one of several updates, and certainly any questions you have about realignment or things you'd like more information, maybe at a later date, we'd be glad to provide to you. Are there any questions?
So when they get home, there's the note to parents. I mean, something as simple as that.
So one of the things, exactly what you two are mentioning, we had a parent at our parent leadership team meeting, and when we were doing a realignment update at that moment, she was unaware of a great number of the details regarding realignment, and she shared the very same concern that a letter in the mail may not be opened by a parent or a family. However, she did say at the elementary level, if you put it in that Tuesday folder, they will read it. And so, you know, besides the sticker, there's an important letter in your Tuesday folder and then the actual letter. The principals will also be hosting a springtime parent or family event and inviting the campuses of the children to those campuses. Again, say, why am I getting an invite to this campus? It might facilitate that conversation if it hasn't been maybe known. There's certainly kids who move within the zones. During this time, our district realignment website has a section for zoning where you can type in your address for the 17-18 school year, so you can see what school you're zoned to right now. It's myzone.bryanisd.org. But a combination of digital and traditional and TV, I think, is our best bet to kind of help make sure they know and are informed and are comfortable with the change.
As fifth graders' day look like compared to elementary school?
So it is a little different, and I'll probably send that to the board separately. The intermediate school principals are weighing in on that right now. It is drafted right now, but for example, a new item for our fifth graders that was not previously available is the inclusion of both Inquire Odyssey and then advanced academics at the fifth grade level as a separate course. So that effectively they're going into advanced academics environments at an earlier age than they were previously, besides just an enrichment type time period. So it will be largely block scheduled in that there are larger blocks of time devoted to language arts. So it won't be a 7-period day at fifth grade. It'll have a blend of an elementary setting and a secondary setting with rotations, but different lengths of time, not the same increment of time, to give them that extensive that extended time they need for various subjects at the fifth grade level. So it is a little different than an elementary setting. There's more responsibility because that age student is ready for a little bit different environment.